Country Pop FM.
Kind of have the sound of a dead duck there. It is the Bob Almanac here today. Neil, are you standing by? You there?
Ready to roll.
Today is Tuesday. It's March 11th. Special election going on there for the Minnesota House.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
In the Roseville area.
Kind of key, too.
We're going to put our news team watching that. Tuesday, March 11th, 70th day of the year, 1810. Guess what? Napoleon Bonaparte was never elected to his post as emperor, right?
I don't think so.
Just take that post back in the day. He married Marie Louise. I believe that was the great-great-grandmother of Tina Louise, who played Ginger.
Ginger, sure.
It had a mole very similar to Ginger. You can see it. It ran in the family. She was the 18-year-old daughter of the Emperor of Austria. And so Bonaparte, Napoleon married Marie Louise. The bride had never seen the groom.
Oh, boy.
And didn't even see him at the wedding either.
Oh.
Because Bonaparte sent a stand-in.
Ah.
Napoleon.
He was short.
Yeah, he was. And I don't know if he's all that handsome.
No, I don't. You know, the pictures that we see do not really depict him as a good-looking man.
No, he's not. I wouldn't call him dashing.
No.
By any means. 1901, one of the men that built America, J.P. Morgan. He was an industrialist. He was more on the financial side of things. He was more going out and buying and investing in these big companies. So he purchased Carnegie Steel.
One of the biggest.
Yes, exactly. It made Andrew Carnegie the world's richest man because J.P. Morgan gave him an influx of cash.
That was, I don't remember the exact amount, but when we watched The Men Who Built America, it was a sizable chunk of dough.
For 1901, it would have been probably like a trillion today or something, or 100 billion.
Yeah, it was a lot.
In today's dollars. 1930, William Howard Taft was the first U.S. president to be buried at Arlington National Cemetery. As you remember, Neil, Taft was a big fella.
He was large.
He was well over three bills. They had to get a bigger casket for him. Now caskets in general are big enough to hold a 300-pound person. But back then, they were somewhat narrower. And they had to come up with one that was a little bit bigger for William Howard Taft.
Took a lot of pallbearers, too.
Well, it was basically his cabinet.
Yeah, right.
Basically his cabinet. He had his entire cabinet as pallbearers. And that cabinet, the whole secretary of this, secretary of that. 1961 in the news.
So now Mattel brings you Ken, Barbie's boyfriend. With a complete wardrobe of perfectly tailored clothes of unmatched quality. Now Ken and Barbie meet for lunch at school. Go to pretend.
Ken and Barbie, they're meeting for lunch. They're having some tri-taters and a hoagie at lunch. So this was Ken. Ken was made his debut this date. They announced Ken.
Yeah.
Boyfriend of Barbie.
He did well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not anatomically correct.
No, probably not.
That was a state 1961. 69, Levi Strauss started selling bell-bottom jeans.
Oh, that was a big thing.
You think of that, about that era, late 60s, early 70s, it was the thing. The only bell-bottom jeans I ever owned were hand-me-downs from uncles on my mom's side, and it had the button fly. This would have been from the 70s. It was a snap fly, probably snap fly, not button fly. But they were green and they were bell bottoms. I can't remember if I liked them or not. They just were a little weird.
I don't remember the first. I know I had a pair of white pants that were bell bottom.
Right.
You know, that was.
Well, let's just say you grew up on that. Now, this came from my mom's family, which was they were in the city. We were on the farm. Bell bottoms, I just don't think are good for farms. Just doesn't fit. I don't think.
No, probably not as
because
practical.
Then, you know, critters are going to be able to get up your leg.
Yeah, you don't want that.
You might get the hantavirus then. Who knows? Garter snakes, all kinds of stuff up your leg. Usually you like to have those pants a little tight with your boots. So, bell-bottom jeans, probably not the choice of the cowboy.
Nope. No, again, not practical. No.
Did Wrangler ever make bell-bottom jeans? I think that's a good question.
That is a good question. They were, you know, always the cowboy and
rodeo.
And rodeo. So I don't think they did.
1986.
Hi, Mr. B. Joey Whipper. It's Joe now. This is Joey.
Hey, how you doing?
Still got those popsicle ice pops?
A genuine article.
Cherry, right? Going
home. Me and Luchansky must have had 1,000 of these sitting right
popsicle.
Here.
Popsicle. Boy, this was controversial on this date. 1986, they announced their plans to sometime in the near future end their traditional twin stick frozen treat. Going with the one stick model.
The single pop.
Which the fun part of the popsicle with the two stick was sometimes, you know, you went to share.
Yes.
You would break it, but then it was almost like a wishing, you know, the wishbone.
Yes.
Part of it would stick with the other one, and then the person you were sharing with it would get smaller piece. And no, I'm sorry. It's just the way it is. I'm sorry, younger brother.
The little edge between.
The little,
and if you were, if you were the older brother, you kind of very savvy to, kind of move it up on the corner of the cupboard a little bit so you got more of the middle piece.
And the other thing with it is, too, is that now people that would do the popsicle art, they would make popsicle bridges and things out of popsicles.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about? They make, like little architectural things. Now you had to eat more.
Yep.
Or did you? Because it was basically the same, just two, one. You just had to get more of them and less of them and then a little thing with the popsicles. What's your favorite flavor of popsicle? I always thought orange was good.
You know me, I'm grape.
You are grape.
Grape is number one.
1989. Some idiot. Oh, we really found out just how dumb criminals are. We already kind of knew the criminals are pretty dumb. But we found out even more on Cops now that we were seeing them in their natural habitat. Cops debuted on Fox TV as a regular series on this date. Bad boys. What you
going
to do?
It's done well. Just people are whacked. There's so many nutty people out there. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. So that was Cops this date. 1993, we had ourselves a new attorney general.
Let me just say the attorney general has placed the federal government on full state of alert. And don't worry. Janet Reno has got this under control.
You wanted her, you got her. Now you're going to get the straight dope from the horse's mouth. It's Reno time. Okay, who wants a piece of Reno? You.
Yeah, Janet Reno, confirmed by the Senate to become the first female attorney general.
That's good.
That might have been Daryl Hammond.
It might have been.
And Will Ferrell as Clinton in Reno. We don't know. We'll confirm that later. Tune in later during the Bobathon. Neil will confirm that. But Janet Reno, speaking of confirmed by the Senate on this date. I wouldn't want to mess with her.
No.
Not at all.
She was intimidating in her ways.
We lost one of the greats.
When someone's had a less than perfect day, send them a pick-me-up bouquet from FTD. Leo, are you in there?
No.
Leo, everybody fumbles the ball.
Not five times.
Got a surprise for you. A pick-me-up bouquet from Lois in Des Moines.
Five times in the same quarter.
It's flowers and a rain.
Pick-me-up bouquet. Merlin Olsen was the voice for many years of FTD.
I remember that.
And, of course, he was a color commentator, worked mostly with Dick Enberg. They were a good team. They worked Super Bowls.
They were a very good team.
They were like NBC's number one team there for football and their NFL coverage of the AFC for years and years and years. He did a little acting as well. He was John Garvey on Little House on the Prairie. He was Father Murphy. He was the Amish man, Aaron, on Aaron's Way. And a pretty darn good what, Neil?
Defensive tackle.
Yes.
With the fearsome foursome.
What was his number? Was he number 70? What was his number? I'm trying to think.
Gosh.
I'm thinking 70, but I might be thinking Jim Marshall.
Yeah, what was his number? That
I anyway, we're moving that. On.
Anyway, yeah, move on.
2015. It was, by the way, Merlin Olsen died after a brief battle with cancer on this date. That was 2010.
British rocker Phil Collins returned to the Alamo to donate his vast collection of artifacts. Collins has had a lifelong interest in the historic site. His collectibles include Davy Crockett's French leather pouch and gun. Elton John hosted his annual AIDS.
Oh, we don't need to talk about Elton John because we're talking about Phil Collins, who had this huge Alamo collection.
I did not know that.
He donated it back to the Alamo and to the museum. So on this date, 2015, as a nice gesture, the Texas State Legislature named Phil Collins an honorary Texan.
That's pretty cool.
Studio.
Studio, right.
Thank you to Phil Collins for donating. When you're talking about Davy Crockett's little leather pouch, that's got to be worth some money.
I would certainly think so.
And he just donated that collection. That was 2015. We're going to move on to birthdays now today. That was only right channel, but it was okay. what you didn't hear, Neil.
Okay.
People who are not deaf in the left ear, was the 20th Century Fox fanfare is what that was.
Oh, okay. Yep.
And we're doing that because it's Rupert Murdoch's birthday, media mogul. He owned 20th Century Fox there for a while, turned it into 21st Century Fox, and then split it off. He sold part of that. Basically the movie stuff he sold to Disney, and he still owns the News Corp, which is Fox News and other properties. So
I think he's done well.
And he's 94 today.
Wow.
Sam Donaldson today from ABC News is 91.
So, there is Sam.
Mr. President, in talking about the continuing recession tonight, you have blamed mistakes of the past, and you have blamed the Congress. Does any of the blame belong to you?
Yes, because for many years I was a Democrat.
That's Ronald Reagan's humor right there.
That's pretty good.
Talking to Sam Donaldson, longtime ABC. He had a helmet of hair, did he not?
He sure did.
It was always in place.
Of course, he came through Annandale and had lunch several years ago. Remember me telling you that story?
I remember you telling me that story, yes.
Yes. Our friend owned a restaurant there, and she got a picture with Sam.
He had the kind of hair like we had when we had the little Fisher-Price toys, because they had little people in the Fisher-Price, and they had like little toupees you could move and put on different people.
That's right.
That's what Sam Donaldson's hair looked like.
That's 'cause the money.
On the accordion, it's Flaco Jimenez. He won the American Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award for playing the accordion. He blew Myron Florin out the water.
Yeah, really
and Myron Florin was pretty good.
Oh, he was no slouch.
You know, he worked with the Texas Tornadoes, and there, of course, with Raul Malo and the Mavericks. Flaco Jimenez here today, 86.
It's 2 a.m.
We have some serious music today.
I love this. Is good. This is still warm.
One of the co-lead singers for Golden Earring.
Some 70s rock.
This actually was 80s.
What's it?
Yeah.
I thought it was late
70s. Radar Love was 70s.
Okay.
This was 82.
What guy is this?
His name is George Cummins.
Okay.
Neil, will you know when the bullet hits the bone, Neil? Would you know it?
I'm pretty sure you're going to feel
it. What if in your leg? Do you still have feeling down there? What if you don't have feeling in your leg? Are you going to feel when the bullet hits the bone? I don't know.
I would.
It's a question. Would. You'd see it.
I have too much
fun. When the bullet hits the bone.
Okay, so that's from Golden Earring. We have George Cummins here today. Cummins might be all how you say it as well.
Here's a little song I wrote.
He wrote that song, by the way, and co-wrote Radar Love.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Bobby McFerrin, 75 today.
In every life we have some.
Again, no instruments on this song. This is just him making noises, you know, hitting his chest and booba dooba dooba. And he whistles here, too, at the beginning of the song, you know, that...
pretty talented.
Bobby McFerrin, happy birthday.
Can't seem to get back to where we used to be. Sometimes it feels weird.
Neil, do you recognize this voice?
And I've got too much on my heart.
Can't place it.
I've got too much on my heart.
Jimmy Fortune of the Statler Brothers. He was the youngest, you know, he came in after Lou Duett got cancer and had to quit and then eventually passed away, but he was only he was the only one of the Statler brothers that he actually played a guitar. Other guys usually in their career they would just say, you know, I have a microphone, they'd sing, but Jimmy Fortune would actually play guitar, not saying that the other guys couldn't play an instrument, they just didn't that I can remember. Right? So Jimmy Fortune,
I don't remember that.
He's 70 today. Jimmy Fortune, that Zubid buffoon that we know as Joey Buttafuoco. The whole affair with the underaged Amy Fisher, the Long Island Lolita, and then she shot Joey Buttafuoco, Mary Jo in the head, and oh my, typical 90s silliness. But that
he's
the Zubid buffoon, Joey Buttafuoco, 69.
What?
Little 70s disco here with Cheryl Lynn.
To be real.
68 today for her. How about more music? Lisa Loeb.
You say I only hear what I want to. I don't listen hard. Don't pay attention to the distance.
She brought back the horn-rimmed glasses.
You
thought those were only a 50s and 60s thing, but oh boy, no. In the 90s, she brought them back. Lisa Loeb.
Pulled it off, yeah.
Because she looks pretty good in those glasses.
Yeah, she does.
She needs to be able to see, of course. Lisa Loeb is 57 today.
Hello.
Tony.
Who's this?
It's Rhodes.
Sorry, hello?
I said it's Rhodes.
Speak up, please.
When the hell is that noise?
Funny, I'm driving the top down.
Yeah, well, I need your help right now.
It's funny how that works, huh?
Yeah, speaking of funny, we've got a weapons depot that was just blown up a few clicks from where you're being held captive.
Well, that's a hot spot. Sounds like someone stepped in and did your job for you.
Why do you sound out of breath, Tony?
I'm not. I was just jogging in the canyon.
I thought you were driving.
Right, I was driving to the canyon where I'm going to jog.
You sure you don't have any tech in that area I should know about?
He was the original roadie. Terrence Howard. And then they brought in Don Cheadle because they were going to pay Terrence Howard less than he thought that he should be paid as roadie.
Right.
And Don Cheadle was good, but I think Terrence Howard would have been good too.
He did very well.
The Iron Patriot or War Machine.
Yes, whatever they call it.
War Machine rocks.
That was the first Iron Man, right?
Yeah, it was the first one. And how good is that as Iron Man? You can take calls. As you're fighting the bad guys. I mean, you can take calls. You can make calls. You can order pizza. You probably also get some spam calls. Yeah, do you know that your limited warranty on your Iron Man suit is about to expire?
Would you like to re-up?
Wouldn't you like to discuss your options there? So that's Terrence Howard, 56.
Look at the road, Bo. Bo, look at the road. Look at the road.
Supposed to be my time.
Did you know Bo Duke did not have to look at the road to drive?
Well, he had a skill set that few do.
That was from the movie The Dukes of Hazzard. Johnny Knoxville was Luke Duke.
Okay.
Stifler guy who played Stifler, he was Luke Duke. But Johnny Knoxville, he was the jackass. He was the guy on MTV doing all those stunts, doing just really silly, dumb stuff. But people ate it up. They made movies out of that.
I never could figure it out, but I'm sure people enjoyed it.
Johnny Knoxville, 54. And our rapper of the day, Gooda Gooda, 42 today.
Gooda Gooda?
Gooda Gooda.
Okay. All right. We're going to go with it. Gone but not forgotten today. We're going to start with North Dakota native. And as we like to say, the second most famous person from Strasburg, North Dakota, behind my buddy Little Al. It's Lawrence Swelk, our band leader, Lawrence Swelk. Wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you, folks. Thank you so much. Our audience always enjoys a cheerful waltz by Bobby and Elaine. And for this show, what could be more appropriate than the Champagne Waltz?
Oh, yes, the bubbles.
Yes.
Do you think after 50 years on television, Lawrence Welk was pretty much sick of seeing bubbles?
I don't think he got them for the grandkids. Yeah, no, you're not getting bubble-blowing things from me. He was done with that. But, you know, he was a staple at our house. We watched a lot of Lawrence Welk, and he was born on this day in North Dakota. The year was 1903. Actress Diane Brewster, she was in a couple of my favorite shows from the 50s, really. She was on Maverick. First of all, had a recurring role opposite James Garner in the TV show Maverick, and then was a teacher, second grade, was it, for Leave It to Beaver? And then, of course, in the 60s, she would be the doomed...
The one-armed man got her.
Fugitive.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
there's Diane Brewster.
Yeah, here she is as Miss Canfield, the Beaver's teacher.
Oh, Theodore.
My name's Beaver.
Beaver? Is that your given name?
Yes, ma'am. My brother given it to me.
Well, in the classroom, I'd better call you Theodore.
Yes, Miss Canfield.
Theodore.
She didn't like the nickname, but... It was his given name.
Most teachers didn't.
Right, right. So Diane Brewster was born on this day, 1931. It's a rather
And they're all gone, but not forgotten. Your staff, I don't even know if they're trying anymore.
What's your name, Chenko? Chirpov?
Ensign Chekhov, Pavel Andreevich, sir.
Fine. Chekhov, Pavel Andreevich. Begin shipwide mission broadcast.
Yes, sir. Happy to. Ensign authorization code 95 Victor Victor 2.
Authorization not recognized.
The Enterprise didn't recognize the Russian accent.
Right.
Anton Yelchin, who was Chekhov in the new Star Trek movies, 1989. Remember, he died. He got his car trapped him up against the gate at his house.
Oh, yeah,
he was
the one.
Yeah.
Uncle Bill, why do they call it piggyback?
I don't know. You got me.
They ought to call it people back.
Well, your staff forgot Buffy. Can you believe that?
Oh, from Family Affair?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is an oversight.
Anissa Jones, who died very young. She died at the age of 18.
Oh, wow.
Sadly.
Yeah, child actor or actress. And
Yeah,
I know she had a role in Gunsmoke,
right.
I do remember.
Yeah. Uncle Bill. His social life was just about to get a whole lot less because he was taking on three kids. He had your Buffy, you had your Jody, and Sissy.
Sissy,
yep. Yeah, exactly.
The older.
And then again, your staff, are they even trying?
What does your watch say?
Tick, 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 tick. Oh.
You dirty crook.
Them is fighting words in my country. All right, let's fight. Oh, well, we're not my country.
Shemp. Where was Shemp on the list?
Oh, come on.
Come on. Shemp.
All right.
Shemp Howard.
A meeting. We're having a closed-door meeting.
Yeah.
It is not going to be pretty.
It's going to be a come-to-Jesus meeting is what it is.
It is.
Right?
It
so Shemp. Shemp Howard, 1895.
Yeah, Moe's brother in real life, of course.
Really? Wasn't bad.
Mm-mm. That was a
got the job done.
Egregious error on my staff's part.
Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
You sticking around?
I am here.
Thank you. Clint Black, We Tell Ourselves, Desert Rose Band, One Step Forward, Carlene Carter, Every Little Thing.
It's got to be Desert Rose Band.
W2PM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDDG, Albany. KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud. KDGY, Faribault. KLCI, Elk River. KLC.